Iraq and the United States today signed the long-awaited agreement on the status of U.S. forces in Iraq. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hosher Zebari signed on behalf of his government. He said it was a historic day today. Under this deal, U.S. military operations in Iraq will be scaled back. And, if conditions allow, U.S. forces will be out of Iraq within 3 years. But the deal still has to get through the Iraqi parliament. Laith Kuba is a former spokesman for the Iraqi government. He now works at the National Endowment for Democracy in Washington. Kuba is optimistic to a point.
My assessment is that once it goes to parliament, there will be some resistance to it, mainly from al-Sadr group. Those are the followers of Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shia leader. But they have only about 25 seats in parliament, and that is not going to stop it from being approved. So it seems that it's going to be a go.
25 seats in parliament, though, but a very loud and apparently influential voice on the part of Muqtada al-Sadr. He's caused problems for the United States in the past, although he seems to be still a very mercurial character going one way and then the other. But he has also threatened armed resistance in his opposition to this deal. Do you take that seriously, and should the Iraqi government and the U.S. government?
Everybody is taking it seriously already. Based on a few phone calls I had today, al-Sadr city is already surrounded by the army, the American army in Baghdad. There has been few clashes in parts of Baghdad. But by and large, al-Sadr followers are much weaker today than they were a year ago.
Why is that?
Well, because the Maliki government had cracked down on them seriously. There has been a showdown, a battle of wills, and I think al-Maliki prime minister really showed that he wants the state to control the arms in Baghdad, and he will not tolerate or allow anybody. So by and large, that gives the government the upper hand. With the American presence, I think they can face up to any challenge or resistance.
Well, one of the things working against Muqtada al-Sadr and for the United States is that the Iranian government, which has been known to, or at least aspects of the Iranian government, has been known to support Muqtada al-Sadr and other Shiite parties. Today, it publicly endorsed this deal. I mean, it's interesting that what Iranian officials say might have a bearing on whether or not this deal on behalf of the United States takes place. But what does it mean that Iran has thrown its support behind it?
I think it's significant. My view and others that if Iran really objected to it, this would have not gone as far as it went now. Obviously,
you think Iran could have scuttled this deal, that the Iraqi government would have responded to any kind of criticism by Iran?
I think if Iran wanted to stop this deal from going through, they could have done so. But for whatever reason in their assessments, maybe it's in light of the new administration coming in the U.S., they have given their support.
Why would that have a bearing on Iran and whether or not it supported this deal authorizing American presence in Iraq for 3 more years with some conditions?
There was a lot of speculation on what would happen if McCain was to win the elections. He made statements, very hardline statements on Iran. There was a real risk there could have been a confrontation. And, of course, Iran was very much on its guard. I think with Obama, he made a commitment to pull out of Iraq anyway. He favors diplomatic channels. And I think all these signals, that posture, had softened Iran's stance. And the way I see it, Iran does not see a threat now from that agreement. That was their primary reason why they objected to it. And now I think they see sooner or later the Americans will pull out of Iraq and their influence, Iran's influence, will remain inside Iraq.
For those Americans listening to this now, you are in Washington. You are Iraqi yourself. You left Iraq, though, at a very pivotal time, a critical time. Why are you not there now? And what is it like to be watching from the outside?
It's primarily security. When I was part of the government, I had a level of security that allowed me to function. But if I want to function as a private citizen, I am pretty certain I'll be targeted, and I cannot afford to have a private, small private army protecting me 24/7. So many people like myself are very much looking forward to the day where they can go back and contribute to rebuilding the country. But under current conditions, it's difficult.
Well, thank you, as always, for making time for us. Laith Kuba, former spokesman for the Iraqi government, now working in Washington, D.C. for the National Endowment for Democracy. Nice to speak with you again.